the year after this in 2019 is the year of the boar. And that is the way these animals sit. And they face inward and they sit around a compass all together. And these animals have compass directions. You are one of these animals. And so there's a home flying star that is the vibration that is from that direction, which is the number six star, which we just learned about at the beginning because it's the star of the day. It's the heaven star, the higher realm star. That's the home location star of the Northwest. And that star does fly. However, that vibration always does stay in the home location. There's a Bagua compass that's the most packed out, and it is an eight-sided compass. And that's where you're going to find where actually the Northwest also rules the head, the lungs. Their colors of the Northwest, because since it's one of the five elements, it is a metal direction. The colors are white, silver, and gold. And this is part of the Bagua. There's so much more in there. And we all have what's called a birth chart of the Bagua. We end up having, let's say right now, a baby born is an earth dog, because we just got into the year of the earth dog. And now for the rest of the year, and until I believe it's February 4th, 2019, which will be in the year of the boar, all these are one full year of yang earth dogs. And that's why most likely, if you're a January-born baby, you can see how just yesterday it was still the yin rooster year, whereas, you know, baby born yesterday is a rooster baby. And so it changes everything, right? And there are also other things that come with you. They're pillars, and they're pillars of the year. And there are animals within these and elements within these. And the animal launch of the day of the new year for the eastern side of the world in the pillar is the rabbit. And it is so special because the dog and the rabbit are what are called secret friends. And woohoo, that's great. This is a wonderful, wonderful start to the new year of the Yang Earth Dog. And let's welcome the Yang Earth Dog in, and we can bring it in by cleaning up the Northwest, remembering that's where the patriarch energy is from. This is the heaven star energy vibration, and it's receiving the victory star. So we can think about all those things, put them in the Northwest. It's called Feng Shui. If you're interested in a Feng Shui consultation for the switch of the new year, hang on to your hats, because we have a special Aloha Healers Network Facebook page, the community Facebook page, and we'll let you know on the show too. And we're also working on an entirely different broadcast platform, which we're pretty excited about. It's hard for me not to talk about it right now, so I won't. And it's time for our Feng Shui Fit Tip for today. And we're going to talk about the salad bar and how the salad bar might not be your best friend, and why, what you can do to make sure that your salad bar is what you think it is. Because we all go to the salad bar thinking, oh, I'll go to the salad bar, I will be healthy, and I won't be consuming all these empty calories or fat calories. It so depends on what goes on your salad. And so let's just take a typical salad, and if you add things like croutons, the chopped egg, even sunflower seeds, and if you were going to add any other of the bacon bitty things or the cheese they have, I don't think it's real. I just want to let you know both of those things. I don't think they're real. So just up to you and just leaving that in. Now, here's the kicker. If you add 2 ladles of French salad dressing, and that's only 4 tablespoons, that is 340 calories, and there are 36 grams of fat in there. And so if you were just to put that salad that we just mentioned together, there would be way too much. There would be 465 calories and 45 grams of fat. This is not low fat like you think, or like we think, just because it's from the salad bar. So really, really, most of it that is that salad dressing. So what are we going to not do? Not going to use that processed salad dressing that it tastes so good. It really does, and some people really like it a lot. We're going to use something that's not that. And you can do a lot of other things. Balsamic vinegar is awesome, and that cleans your insides. Squeeze of lemon is okay. You got to get used to it because it's not as yummy at all. But the balsamic vinegar is very good. And you can even add some olive oil in with that. And it's awesome. And that's your fit tip salad bar tip for today. And helping us welcome in the year of Yang Dog is an iron dog. And what does iron mean? That's a double metal dog. You know who that is? That's Pathfinder.
Hello, Michiko. Miedo Chunku Wokusakbe, Wichasha. My name is Pathfinder. I want to welcome everyone to the show today. And yes, it is the time of the Feng Shui year switch, and today we're sitting on an Aquarius new moon with the solar eclipse. And so today is the beginning of the Feng Shui new year, even though the Chinese and the pillars say it's tomorrow. today is the beginning, because whenever you have a new moon and you have an eclipse, that is a beginning. So I want to say welcome to everyone out there. We have listeners all around the world, and just say blessings of health and love and happiness and prosperity to you all and to all our relatives around the earth and all of our relatives in the many universes, however those relatives in the many universes are. We don't really know, but we say hello and blessings. So if you're interested in a Feng Shui update, which is good to do every year at this time, please contact us at pathfinder1111@gmail.com, or you can also contact us through our Facebook community page, Aloha Healers Network. So today we're continuing to work with the 28 universal powers, and today we're working with the Mani, which holds any of the waters of life. This is a very, very central. It's one of the central medicines of life. And if you look at the composition of the universe, water is a huge portion of what we perceive as existence. When we think about water, it's very interactive. We've learned this recently. And there's a reason why for many, many generations, the clans have gone to sacred water sites, places where the water is considered holy. And it turns out that the crystal structures within the water are a living testament to the geometries of life, and we want the geometries of love and the geometries of health and the geometries of happiness to be all throughout our water. But water is so interactive. So let us consider it alive. After all, we call it the Mani Wichozani, the water of life, the living water. And there is living water. When the native people talk about the living water, they're talking about part of the heart of the earth where the water is, it sings and it's full of light and it's a different kind of water. And we would ask all of the people out in the world that like to drill to leave this water alone. There are lots of places upon the planet that don't need industry. Okay, stay out of those places, please. There will be forthcoming karma for those that invade those places, okay? And so we would ask for you industrialists to leave nature alone. You don't need the money, okay? You don't need the power. You don't need the esteem. You can still get your champagne. You don't need to bother the sacred waters. And so water is very, very interactive in that if we even have a glass works very well, you know, because actually glass is a liquid as well. It's just a very slow moving liquid. But there's something about glass that's very, very similar to the crystal nation. And the crystal nation and the water have a bond in creation, as well as light and sound is involved in this. And so if we have a glass of water, and some people put a little quartz crystal at the bottom to help, but basically if you just feel good thoughts and think good thoughts towards that water actually takes on that vibration. And they're learning to prove this scientifically, that with actually within the structures of the water, it actually does respond like snowflakes. And so we want waters of love. We want waters of health. We want waters of happiness. We want waters of wealth. And so when we think about it in these ways, we're engaging something that's real. Even though we, in some ways of thinking, in the square box, nothing works ways of thinking, everything in life is dead. But when we embrace life and start to think in terms of life ways, we understand that everything is alive, and that when we engage with it through heart and through good mind and through good intentions, the God in it reaches out to touch us. Okay, so basically in the interaction with life, when we bring goodness and heart and mindfulness and respect to things, God is reaching through us, and God is reaching through them, and then God touches, and that's the magic. And so let's learn the magic of water. Now, I want to promote three waters of life. I'm going to call them waters of life. And this is... These are healing technologies where the water nation, who also is very close to the plant nation, this is you put water and soil and light together and the plant nation grows, right? And it brings abundance to us all. It's part of the miracle of Christ and compassion blossoming in life. And so the first water, the special water of life that I would talk about is the C60. This is the carbon 60. And what it is it's 60 carbon atoms that are formed together so that they look like a little soccer ball. They're very geometric, and it's a certain shape of this carbon molecule that we call C60. And this carbon, of course, is the basis of Earth. And so in order for this to benefit us, we take it in olive oil, or we take it in coconut oil, and then I think avocado oil is the other one that they're choosing right now. And because there has to be a delivery system for the carbon 60. And so the reason why we're talking about this and they're expanding the idea of the waters of life to include the plant and in this case the earth nation, because carbon is earth. Well, there's this product that's become available called the C60 oils, and you take them internally mostly. And what they do is they create a very healthy and gentle detox of all of the oxidation that's gone on inside the body. And the oxidation of the free radicals is what is aging. And so in other words, these little carbon soccer balls that work to clean even on the molecular and atomic level, they say it goes all the way down to certain nanometers, okay, it gets way, way deep inside us, that this carbon-60 running through our body, and that's what it is, I described it like a shower. You take it and it's like a shower of the C60 going through your body. It takes out all that burnt space, because basically oxidation is burning, you know, just like the oxygen burns so that for the fires that we have. And it creates a cleansing that restores us to our original pattern, our original homeostasis. And so you can contact us if you would like more information on the C60. And I'd like to talk about another water of life. And this particular water of life is cannabis oil. That's right. The gift of the plant nation in terms of its oils. We're talking about all the different plants, whether it's the olive, the avocado, the coconut, the cannabis, sunflower, linseed, all those oils. Their lipids are little fats. They're little consumable fats, and they're one of the most healthy fats for us. And they help to not just to fuel our systems, but to keep all of our systems moving smoothly, particularly the endocrine system and the lymphatic system. And so it's very, very key for our skin, as the skin is our largest organ of our body, and we're not just talking about the surface of our skin, we're talking about the subcutaneous layers, I don't know where I pulled that word from, of the lymphatic system that help us to move and then to be in balance. Okay, so with the cannabis oil, we have basically two categories. We have the full spectrum, which uses the entire plant, and then we have the CBD, which is using about half of the properties that come with the cannabis plant. You have the THC side and you have the CBD side. So CBDs are pretty much can be taken by everybody. The cannabis, full spectrum cannabis oil at this time is considered medicinal largely. The full spectrum cannabis oil is definitely the best medicine, because as we learn with working with the plant nation, we typically work with all of it, the roots, the stem, the leaves, the flowers, the fruit. And when you work with the whole, you get far many more medicines that come from it. You have the full reach of the plant. But in terms of the CBD, which is more widely available right now in America, this really has been helping people with conditions. And if you have cancer or some type of debilitating condition like that, you need to look into these cannabis oils for your treatment, because whether it's by injection, by ingestion, topical or otherwise, the cannabis has been healing people of their cancers. And it is specific to the type of illness. However, they're discovering more and more ways where you don't have to do the chemotherapy, the radiation therapy, And in fact, they have much better other means than that now. But now we also have the gift of the cannabis oil and the CBD oil, which helps with the number of conditions just by itself. But if you're suffering from cancer, you need to look into cannabis oil and save your life. Okay, another one of the waters of life. Imperial Jade Jiao, previously known as Bear Care, which is a combination of Asian herbs prepared by martial arts masters. The Jiaos are prepared by martial arts masters, and this particular Imperial Jade Jiao is prepared by Master Hata from Santa Monica, California. My good friend, and this particular Imperial Jade Jiao, which is available, you can contact us if you're interested in that as well. This particular Jade Jiao we call Bear Care, and what it does is it repairs deep tissue injury. Like, for instance, after a very heavy martial arts session, they'll apply this jowl, which is a spray, it's a liquid, to places where they got injured, bruised, and such. And the next day, they won't feel it. And in many cases, it actually heals up the bruising so that it doesn't occur. And in the hands of a healer, this particular Imperial Jade jowl, which is a very lovely smelling, and it has a lovely scent to it. It's one of the bear medicines, meaning the grizzly bear or the brown bear or the Arctic bear or maybe even the panda bear, that is a very sweet smelling essence, okay, that doctors your spirit, that doctors your heart, that doctors your mind, and particularly doctors your body. So that if you get really, really beat up in your MMA and you apply this and then you take your recovery time, that the next day you'll be ready to go for it again. And so this is a little brief honoring of the waters of life. We ask for everyone, please protect the sacred waters. Everyone, please protect the sacred waters. Why? One reason is that this is what we are. We are like 80-90% or more what? Water.
Mahalo, Pathfinder. And thanks to all of you for tuning in to Aloha Healers Network. Enjoy spending each and every week here with you. Look for more Aloha Healers Network on more broadcast platforms. And we close Aloha Healers Network with the five Reiki principles. Today, I let go of anger. Today, I let go of worry. Today, I'm thankful and give thanks for my many blessings. Today, I'm kind with honor and respect to all living beings. I do my work honestly.
Ina as you have one young in tello.